Country Club FM.
Time for the Bob Almanac. Bob FM, we will be playing Almanac Trivia.
Oh, yes.
At the end of the Almanac, so please pay attention. And the prize at the end of that Almanac Trivia question will be, we're dangling out there like a carrot. It's the Leroy Parnell Show, St. Croix Casino. Have you ever been to Turtle Lake before,
Neil? I've been through it, but I have not been to the casino there.
I think I played golf over there. I think there's somewhere in that area, there's a golf course called Turtleback.
Ooh,
and I think I played there many years ago. But I, too, have never been to St. Croix Casino. So here's an opportunity for you to go. Neil, you can go. Or an opportunity for one of our listeners to take a guess. Two tickets at the end of this, the Almanac Bob FM.
So they could take me, potentially.
Right, if they wanted to.
Right.
I wouldn't recommend that, because
right.
You are a handful.
Well,
I mean, already, they already know that they're going to have to at least have a 24-pack of Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
People don't realize how close we were when Russ brought that in. We almost had to administer it intravenously.
Right.
Right? I mean, it was almost that point where we need to get it into your system almost immediately. We were 5 minutes away from tapping into a vein.
Doing the crappie flop.
Today is Wednesday, September 20th, 263rd day of the year. 102 left to go. It was on this date, 1519. My favorite Portuguese navigator, Ferdinand Magellan.
Oh, Magellan.
This was the date that he left Spain.
Okay.
He wanted to find a route to the Spice Islands of Indonesia. Again, he was killed during this trip.
Oh.
It eventually was a circumnavigation of the globe. One of his ships did make it back to Spain. And, you know, that's a big price to pay just for some nutmeg and some cloves. Don't you think? If you had to go and go to the store for some nutmeg and cloves and some spices, would you give your life?
I wouldn't.
They were looking for a cheap way to get spices.
I wouldn't.
I understand Magellan had a killer pumpkin pie recipe, so it was nothing without nutmeg or cloves.
And a little vanilla. But I don't know that I'd risk my life for nutmeg and cloves.
1863, children's author Jacob Grimm died at the age of 78. He did the Grimm's Fairy Tales. A lot of good ones. 1863, too many to list here. 1958 and 1962, we have some civil rights news. Civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. seriously injured when a black woman stabbed him in the chest.
Jeez.
King was making an appearance at a New York City department store. That was in 58. Then in 62, this was when black student James Meredith blocked from enrolling at the University of Mississippi. We call it Ole Miss. That's in Oxford, Mississippi. I've been there. It's very quaint. It's cool. It's got the town square and everything, but it wasn't quite quaint, very quaint in 1962. It was very controversial. Mississippi Governor Ross R. Barnett was the one who blocked Mr. Meredith from enrolling. 1968, the Mick hit his last home run, his 536th and final home run of his career. He could barely get around the bases on that home run.
He was hobbled pretty bad, a severe knee problem.
I'm assuming he had bone on bone.
I think so.
Very little cartilage left.
Yeah.
1968.
He could hit. Maybe the greatest switch hitter ever.
1972. Apparently, Paul McCartney and his wife Linda, a little homegrown.
Yeah.
On this date, they have a farm in Scotland, and he was arrested for growing a little marijuana on his farm in Scotland. He was farming, and he was driving the farm wall, and he was cultivating said marijuana at the time. He was cultivating with a little pick cultivator, and they pulled him off the tractor and arrested him. That was in 1972.
They just smiled and waved sitting there on that sack of seeds.
1973.
This guy had skills, man. He was good.
This is actual audio of his last concert on this date in Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Wow.
I think in Northwestern or Northeastern University. He was at a university. Northwestern State University. And after this show, good quality recording too, somebody on their reel-to-reel TAC. But they were flying from Natchitoches to Sherman, Texas for another concert, and the plane clipped a pecan tree, went down.
Killed him.
Maury Mulhaizen, who's the guy, if you ever watch Jim Croce on a television show, he's got a guy next to him also playing guitar. He was kind of his collaborator. He died too.
Oh.
And there were four others. Jim Croce was only 30 years old.
Just very sad.
And he was just at that point in time realizing his fame and his talent. He had had the number one Bad Bad Leroy Brown operator. But all those other hits hadn't come out yet. I Got a Name was about to come out, or it just had, but hadn't had an impact yet. I love Jim Croce. I've got his greatest hits. That's one of the first CDs I ever bought, was his Photographs and Memories greatest hits.
So good.
Photographs and Memories.
That's another great song.
It is. It is. It is. It is. Sad Day Today in Music, 1973. 1984.
TV theme time.
It is. Every day is TV theme day on the Almanac.
I love it.
The Cosby Show, Bill Cosby, Felicia Allen, who is not yet Felicia Rashad, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Tempest Bledsoe, and everybody's favorite, Keisha Knight Pulliam. I guess now we know what Bill Cosby did with that creepy van that was in the original open of The Cosby Show. Cosby Show debuted 8-year run. It became the number one show immediately, it seemed. Won several Emmys. That was in 84. 1988.
In the springboard preliminaries, Greg Louganis met disaster. The usually flawless Louganis had misjudged his ninth dive. It would be one of the most haunting and memorable moments of the games.
Right there.
Smacked his grave.
Yeah. On the diving board.
He did come immediately out of the pool and was assisted.
Charlie Jones, everybody.
With the doctors into a training room.
I preferred him doing NFL games.
Well, he's the one who called the Cleveland Vikings game in 1980, the Hail Mary game, to Ahmad Rashad. But this was Greg Louganis won a gold medal on this date in springboard diving. This is really, I mean, it's a wonderful story, no matter what you think of Greg Louganis, but what a story. He hits his head, then he comes back, and he does more dives on that same day, and then, like, the next day, he wins the gold medal after hitting his head. That
Pretty
was the
impressive.
88 Olympics in Seoul, South Korea. In 1995, the House voted to drop the national speed limit. Do you remember that, 1995? You could just drive as fast as you want. It didn't matter. It was Autobahn everywhere. No, actually, it gave the states the rights to set the... there was no more... of a national speed limit, giving states back their rights, something called states' rights, Neil Freeman.
Yeah, we went to 55 there for the longest time, and now thankfully we're back to 65 and 70.
Some have 75.
I've seen
75, 80. Yeah. So that was in 1995. It's birthday time now on the Oh, wait, I forgot about this. This was a big, big day in 1976.
Captain and Tennille.
Yes, the Captain and Tennille show debuted.
Roz Kelly.
The cast of Happy Days helping them here on this episode.
Bonnie Vogt. And special guest star Gabriel Kaplan.
Gabriel Kaplan, not Gabe Kaplan.
And the Captain and Tennille.
Tony Tennille was stunningly beautiful.
Yes, she
was. Hard not to have a crush on her bangs. Great bangs. Great singer. When she sang songs other than Captain and Tennille's song, she sounded like Aretha Franklin. I mean, she's singing Gimme Some Lovin' here. Let's see if I can get a piece of it.
Wow.
Sounds like Aretha.
Very nice.
The Captain and Tennille, it would only go 1 year, and that's not because of bad ratings. They just didn't want to do it. It was too much of a grind for Daryl Dragon and Tony Tennille. Mm. Let's move on to birthdays now. As promised, birthdays, happy birthday.
I showed you mine. Now you show me yours.
Oh, you mean the fish. Yeah.
Oh, got my beak.
It ain't the size that matters.
Are we still talking about your fish?
Sophia Loren and Walter Matthau, grumpier old men. Sophia Loren, 83 today.
She looks pretty good in that movie still.
She does. 83 today. Jim Taylor, Pro Football Hall of Famer. That was a pretty good backfield the Packers had with Jim Taylor and Paul Hornung.
Yep.
Huh? It's a pretty good 1-2 punch, thunder and lightning.
They were both very skilled players.
So Jim Taylor is 82. They would run that Lombardi sweep. You get a seal here, you get a seal here.
Right.
Student body left, 82 for Jim Taylor. Musician Chuck Panazzo, who has a brother, John, who has passed away. He'll be mentioned in the Gone But Not Forgotten. But Chuck, is the bass player for the group Styx. He still plays with Styx. Chuck Panazzo, he and his brother were some of the original members and founding members of Styx. He is 69. The Flower is 66 today. Guy Lafleur. Can you do your French? Can you do your Inspector Clouseau? Yeah. And where would he be? He'd be in the locker, what?
When he's getting locker room.
Yes, he would be. Guy Lafleur, 66.
He was tremendous goal scorer. He was the precursor to like Mike Bossy. He was a sniper.
Yeah, he scored at least 50 goals and 100 points in six consecutive seasons.
Pretty
That's
good.
Prolific.
Yeah.
Led the league in scoring three times. And oh, by the way, five Stanley Cups.
With the Habs.
For Guy Lafleur, 66 today. Probably my first or second day in radio, I said Guy Lafleur.
Oops.
And I got a call.
Yeah?
Got a call from a local Frenchman, probably in rural Rock Creek. No, that's Guy. Well, thank you very much. I know it looked like Guy to me.
Right.
When we go to France, they don't pronounce things the way we do. They don't Americanize things.
Right.
Correct? Right?
I mean, that's been
my argument over that the whole time.
Yeah.
They don't come, you know, they don't, when I go somewhere, they don't say Jim. They say Yim. Or Yim, or, whatever, Jaime or something. And that's what they say. Him. They don't say Jim. They pronounce it the way they do. So why can't I say Guy? Although it should be Guy, respect of his great career in hockey and in French Canadians.
When Guy Lombardo goes to France, they pronounce it Guy?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
They probably do.
I'm sure they do. And there was Guy Smiley was well-versed in Sesame Street. There was Guy Smiley.
Yeah.
He was the game show host. Huh. He hosts Beat the Clock. On Sesame Street. Guy Lafleur, 66. How about the guy who played Ricky Bobby's dad?
Don't listen to these people, Ricky. You're a winner. You've got the gift. Always remember, if you ain't first, you're last.
Words to live by.
Yep.
Gary Cole was Reese Bobby, 61. Remember when he brought in the cougar?
Oh, yeah.
The cougar named Karen? You're going to drive scared. We got a cougar in the car. Karen the Cougar, Gary Cole. Oh, and of course, he was also Lumberg. Remember the boss on Office Space?
I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
Okay. He sounds a lot like that corporate guy that calls here to Bob and tells us
Richard.
To play hip-hop and infused country.
I remember him as the radio DJ and Midnight Caller.
I was going to mention that show. Late 80s, early 90s. Yeah. It was a show about radio. Like late-night talk show hosts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that well. And he was Mike Brady.
I didn't know that.
When he was in the movies, he was never the main guy. He was always kind of the bit player, but he did.
He was very good.
He was very good at that. He is 61. The twin sons of Ricky Nelson.
Yeah.
Gunnar and Matthew Nelson. They have the rock group Nelson. I don't know if we've heard of them for a while, but they had a hit or two in the early 90s. Nelson, 50 today. Kristen Johnston, third rock.
Wow.
What was that?
I don't know, but I want another one.
Aliens experiencing the human sneeze for the first time. She was Sally on Third Rock from the Sun. Kristen Johnston.
I remember the Austin Power movie.
50 today.
Just know you're not alone.
She was Alotta.
Yes.
Because I'm going to make this place your
hairy like edible.
The song. The song heard in, I think, every insurance commercial there for a stretch. Philip Phillips, American Idol, 11th season winner at American Idol. He had this was a big hit. It was crazy. And then he just kind of disappeared, at least from the charts. Philip Phillips, American Idol fame, he is 27.
Gone but not forgotten today, Greek conqueror Alexander the Great.
Are you sure today is the day?
We're not. I did a little research. The guy was, he ended his career undefeated in battle, they said. He never lost in a battle. He led some tremendous armies.
He's kind of like, what's his name, Mayweather.
Yeah, there you go. Alexander the Great, born somewhere around, it was this It was this time, either June, July, August, or September, 356.
Record keeping was sketchy in B.C. Yeah, 356 B.C., they didn't have a lot of good. Let's just say they didn't have spreadsheets. They didn't have Excel.
No, they didn't. And he only lived to be like 33 or 4 years old.
That's old for them.
For them, yeah. Let's see. Oh, I wanted to go to bandleader Frank Duvall. You may not know the name, but he wrote the theme to the program My Three Sons, which is a very iconic TV theme that we've used many times here. So I think it was fine to...
We had run out the number. You only have number. You have X number of times you can use a certain TV theme in a given calendar year. We were maxed out on My Three Sons.
I understand. Basketball Hall of Famer, not opposed to a winning cigar, either Red Auerbach. Arnold Red Auerbach. He led the Boston Celtics to 9 NBA titles. And he had some pretty good players to help him win those titles, including Bill Russell. He was born on this day, 1917. Musician Bobby Nunn from the Coasters.
Bring in the dog and put out the cat.
Don't talk back.
He's the don't talk back guy. Or the Charlie Brown. Why is everybody always picking on me? He's the bass singer.
Nice. Bobby Nunn. A little sax work there as well. Born on this day, 1925. She was on The Tonight Show, a lot of talk shows. Maybe even had her own briefly. I can't remember. Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Who didn't? Everybody's had their own talk show.
Dr. Joyce Brothers was born on this day, 1927. She was the mother to Ben Stiller and actress Amy Stiller, married to Jerry Stiller and Mira.
Spencer, I don't want to be late for Dr. Kaplan. This hammer toe won't correct itself. Hello, Arthur.
Monica, I'd love to stay and chat, but I'm counseling runaways in the basement.
There she is with her husband, Jerry Stiller. They were great back and forth. They were great back and forth. She'd make cameos on King of Queens.
So good. And Mira, she is gone, 1929. And one more we talked about, his brother Chuck. Here's John Panazzo. He was the drummer for the group Styx. We've lost him, though. He was born on this day, 1947. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
And it's brought to you by...
Today, it is, and every day, Kurt Weers at United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Nobody knows the country like our friend Kurt Weers. You can check him out at this website, wesellfarms.com.